USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Resolutions in both the House and Senate are being prepared disapproving of President Trump's decision to declare a national emergency as a way to get funds for a border wall. On Fox News Sunday, White House Senior Policy Advisor Stephen Miller defends the decision.
This is a threat in our country, not overseas, not in Belarus, not in Zimbabwe, not in Afghanistan or Syria or Iraq, but right here. And if the president can't defend this country, then he cannot fulfill his constitutional oath of office.
The president plans to take $6 billion from the Department of Defense to help build the wall. Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan tells reporters he's not reviewing exactly where those funds would come from.
Very deliberately, we have not made any decisions. We've identified the steps we would take to make those decisions. This is the important part of that.
President Trump has called on Europe to put captured Syrian ISIS fighters on trial as the U.S. continues plans to withdraw forces. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
New information is being released about the attack on Empire star Jesse Smollett. Chicago police questioned and released two suspects in the case, their lawyer, Gloria Schmidt.
My guys are walking home. They're not charged. They are not suspects in this case.
According to a CBS Chicago report, Smollett allegedly promised to pay his two friends, who worked on his show, $4,000 to stage the assault. ABC Chicago reports Smollett's attorneys released a statement late Saturday saying the actor is angered and devastated by claims that he staged the attack. Authorities say four people are dead and a suspect is in custody after a domestic dispute in Mississippi led to a fatal hostage standoff. Clinton Police Chief Ford Heyman says two small children were inside the home during the standoff.
They were released and they were safe and out of harm's way.
According to Fox News, a sixth grader in Lakeland, Florida was arrested this month after refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The 11-year-old was charged with disrupting a school function and resisting arrest without being violent. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Following that shooting at a Henry Pratt Company warehouse in Aurora, Illinois, where a fired worker killed five people and wounded several others, CEO Scott Hall spoke to reporters about the incident and steps his company plans to take.
In Aurora and at all of our locations, we are offering counseling and other employee assistance programs. In the days and weeks ahead, we will be reviewing every aspect of this tragedy and the steps we need to ensure this horrible incident is never repeated. And we're assessing if there's anything we could have done or could do in the future.
The U.S. Air Force has begun flying tons of humanitarian aid to Colombia on the Venezuelan border in hopes that it'll eventually be released by the regime in Caracas. John Clemens reports.
C-17 cargo planes from Homestead Air Reserve Base in Florida arrived in Cucuta, Colombia, with enough aid for thousands of people. Mark Green, the administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, says there's more to come.
This is not the first shipment, nor will it be the last shipment, not only from the United States, but we know that many other countries are joining as well.
Venezuelan Socialist President Nicolas Maduro is blocking the aid from the U.S., saying it is not necessary. I'm John Clemens.
Australia has its third shark attack of the year. A 41-year-old local man was bitten on the leg off the coast of New South Wales. He was able to return to shore, where he was taken by ambulance to the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.